Fret Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm with Wash Westmoreland, director of Steel Alice, which is screening here in the gala section. So how did the idea and the passion for this movie come about, and how did you develop the story, also because of considering the biographical implication on it?
We received a phone call 3 years ago from two producers asking us if we were interested in adapting the book of Still Alice that's written by Lisa Genova, an Italian-American, about some experiences in her family. And we were immediately interested in the subject, but realized it was a tremendous responsibility to get it right, to be truthful to what the character in the novel is going through. And at that point in our lives, my partner, Richard, also had a serious medical condition. He had been diagnosed with ALS, which is also a disease that gradually makes it more and more difficult to connect to the world and live a normal life. And we thought, is it too much to do this film at this moment in our lives? But we found, in a way, it was the opposite, that this was the perfect film for us to make now. Because many of the things that Alice is going through, Richard was going through in his own life, and I feel the struggle to make the film is reflected in the struggle Alice has to remain connected to the world.
Connecting to what you just said about the fact that the protagonist is going through is similar to what Richard's case was going through. Do you think that and as you wrote in the director notes, what is similar between the two illnesses is that you kind of lose a sense of identity, the sense of yourself. So was it a kind of relief for you and Richard in particular to work on this film and to make it, because he made you reflect on what the real meaning of life is? Because we are all always used to identify ourselves and our life as work, as being mothers, fathers, parents, or professionals, on, you know, as in Alice's case, professors. So as I told you, did this also help you to think more about what the meaning of life is?
In many ways, making a movie was a cathartic experience for us. And I feel that there's so many things within the story that as she is dying, she is connecting to life. And I feel that's why it's so intensely moving as a story and so relevant. Even if you have no experience of Alzheimer's or illness, there's still something within this movie that can connect, because it's about what every person on earth needs to do, which is connect to other people. So yes, I think it all came together. What we were going through, the book, Julianne's performance, and the movie all came in sync.
The movie talks in particular, and not only, about the fights and struggles that the protagonist has to fight to survive, the problems coming from her disease, but also the relationship, talks about the relationship between her and the rest of the family, and how much the illness affects this relationship. So how did you work with Julianne Moore on developing her character, and also on how did you work on the relationship she has with the rest of the family, so with the rest of the cast?
It is a crucial part of the story that we see what Alice is going through, but we also see how it impacts her family. Alice is the center of her family. She has three grown-up children and a successful marriage, and it all seems like the perfect life. But as the disease impacts, it changes the way people in the family are relating to each other, and not always in a good way. I think you see this with many diseases. It can bring out the best in people, and it can bring out the worst in people. Not that people are ever mean, but people reprioritize how they see you because of an illness, because there are other pressures in life to, you know, carry on with your career or carry on with something else that you are doing, and not take the time to really care for the person who needs it.
So thank you, Washworth Moreland, director Steve Ellis, for being here with us on Fright Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.